Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Lethality and merit are the watchwords used by the Trump administration as it seeks to restore and rebuild America's fighting forces to meet the challenges ahead. The executive order signed by President Donald Trump on January 27th states that the U.S. military's lethality has been undermined in recent years by a focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI programs, and their attendant race and sex preferences within the armed forces. These actions undermine leadership, merit, and unit cohesion, thereby eroding lethality and force readiness, President Trump said. It is the policy of my administration that every element of the armed forces should operate free from any preference based on race or sex. In a memorandum to senior leadership at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth noted, "A foundational tenet of the Department of Defense must always be that the most qualified individuals are placed in positions of responsibility in accordance with merit-based, colorblind policies. The Department of Defense mission is to win the nation's wars. To do this, we must have a lethal fighting force that rewards individual initiative, excellence, and hard work based on merit." In his first written message after assuming office, Defense Secretary Hegseth said that President Trump has given the U.S. military a clear mission: achieve peace through strength. "We will do this in three ways," he said, "by restoring the warrior ethos, rebuilding our military, and reestablishing deterrence." The U.S. military, Secretary Hegseth emphasized, will have high, uncompromising, and clear standards. It will revive the defense industrial base, reform the acquisition process, and quickly incorporate emerging technologies. Deterrence will be reestablished by defending the homeland on the ground and in the sky. "We will work with allies and partners to deter aggression in the Indo-Pacific by Communist China, as well as supporting the president's priority to end wars responsibly and reorient to key threats. We will stand by our allies, and our enemies are on notice," said Defense Secretary Hegseth. "We serve together at a dangerous time," Defense Secretary Hegseth declared. "Together, we will accomplish the president's mission to deter war and, if necessary, defeat and destroy our enemies."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.